Genetic medicine is often heralded as the future of healthcare. It promises the ability to tailor medical treatment options based on an individual's genetic traits and environmental risk factors. But determining how specific genes impact health requires data, a lot of data. For the Department of Veterans Affairs, that isn't a problem. The VA provides healthcare service to more than 9 million veterans around the nation. Since 2011, more than 700,000 veterans have donated their genetic information to help the VA research the origins of disease and find new treatments. It's called the Million Veteran Program. In 2015, MVP became the largest human genome database in the world. Several thousand Hawaii veterans have participated. The conversation's Ryan Finnerty sat down with Gwen Anderson from the VA Pacific Islands Healthcare Center to find out more.
The Million Veteran Program is a national program right across the United States that is providing the veterans an opportunity to volunteer in a legacy project, in that the veterans are donating one tube of blood in order to contribute to scientific knowledge about the genetic aspects of health and disease. That's going to be incredibly important, not only for future veterans, but also for future Americans and our keiki, our children of the future, because the resource of the one tube of blood is providing us with a very, very rich research environment that will allow many, many researchers in the future to understand the diseases that affect veterans.
And why use the veteran population for this type of study?
The veterans are like the general population. They're men and women. They are of different ages. And they have the diseases that other people in the general population have. One of the unique features of the veterans is that they have been potentially exposed to things that the civilian population hasn't been exposed to. One example of that is heavy metals in the body. When I explored the research related to the effect of heavy metals on cancer, the one place I found the research was at the VA. The veteran population are unique in that regard. And then secondly, the veteran population, doesn't matter whether they live in Honolulu or in Florida, they move to Chicago, they move to Boston, they have an electronic healthcare record that follows them across a lifespan. So not only do we get to know them while they're young and beautiful and healthy, we get to also know them when they're older and still beautiful, but maybe not so healthy. And we get to see what they were diagnosed with, how we manage their illness by different treatments and interventions, and how they responded to that.
And I have to think diversity is another important factor too, because people join the military from every part of the country, from every ethnic background, and that can probably give you a huge sample size, right?
We're talking two different things here. Sample size, I'll come to in a moment. And then the diversity population is absolutely important, because in any research concept, we want representativeness of the sample has to be representative of the general population that we want to then apply our research findings to. And I like to believe that that was one of the motivating factors, not only for myself as a local site investigator for the Million Veteran Program in Hawaii, but also the national team that gave approval for us to move forward in Hawaii. And that is that the state of Hawaii is known as one of the most ethnically diverse in the country. And in fact, we are adding to that diversity in the Million Veteran Program, not just by nationality, but also by gender. We have a very successful track record in Hawaii for recruiting women. And the women are really important, just as the men are. And yet we have a lower percentage of those in the general population of veterans. And it's important that they do contribute to the program so that we can study the diseases that affect women who've been in military service.
And so what types of discoveries will we maybe see from this down the line?
Mm-hmm. So I have before me a publication that was just recently released by the Million Veteran Program. We've got 31 examples of how the current research that is being funded is going to have a direct impact on the veterans' quality of care and their quality of life. So one small example is prostate cancer. And that's critically important to Vietnam War veterans because they believe, and I'm speaking from their perspective, that their exposure to Agent Orange would have somehow impacted their risk for developing prostate cancer. So one of our studies is determining more accurately the difference between those veterans who have a slow-growing prostate cancer and those who have a more rapidly progressing prostate cancer. And so we're going to be able to save lives if we know the basic difference between those two groups.
So it's a gigantic longitudinal study. Basically.
It is. It's a very rich resource because we'll be able to do basic science. So for an example of that that was recently published is looking for the SNP, single nucleotide polymorphisms, single changes inside genes, could be one of 30,000 genes. It could be 121 of the 30,000 genes that are the best genetic biomarkers or predictors of, in this case, the researchers were focused on smoking susceptibility. And that's important to us because veterans tend to be smokers. And so if there's some way that we can learn more about smoking behaviors, as well as whether or not those genes are not only related to smoking, but all the other diseases that they could be at risk to, then that's an example of how we could do studies related to genetic biomarkers. We're also doing epidemiological studies. We can compare the risk of disease among veterans as compared to the UK Biobank, to find out if there's a difference in our population or if there's similarity in the population. So the availability of different kinds of research that we can do, the example of new screening tools such as what I described with the prostate cancer, can happen with lung cancer, can happen with breast cancer, many different kinds of diseases.
And eventually these techniques and this new knowledge will trickle down into the broader healthcare system and benefit everybody, correct?
There you're talking about what is the basic cycle of science. And so we've got those clinicians out there every day, day in and out, day and day, day one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, seeing a lot of veterans over a career. So they come up with some pretty amazing questions, and we want to give them the opportunity to form in teams of experts within the VA, but also at other universities who are centers of excellence for whatever information that would contribute to high-quality ethical science. So what we're doing is providing an opportunity for our researchers for a long time in the future to have the resources that they need to study the diseases that affect the most number of veterans.
And so, Gwen, if anyone out there is listening and wants to participate, how can they do so?
So look up the Million Veteran Program on the internet. That's the easiest way. There is a call-in number. They can call 866-441-6075. And that is the call-in center. They can speak with a live person, ask where there might be a Million Veteran Program in their area. They can learn more about the potential recruitment strategies in the future, which are now in the works, such as a web-based consenting process that we're working on. We're trying to expand and give more and more veterans an opportunity to participate.
All right, great. Well, Gwen, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Gwen Anderson, the Pacific Islands local site investigator for the Department of Veterans Affairs Million Veterans Program. If you're a veteran interested in participating, call the VA Pacific Islands Healthcare Office or go to hawaii.va.gov. This is The Conversation, and I'm Catherine Cruz.